Good morning and welcome into the KSRO Kitchen. I'm Steve Garner, America's longest-running radio gardening program. We founded this program in 1987, our 38th year. John Ash has the morning off. It's his loss because we're going to talk about one of our favorite pastries, and that is Eblasquer. You probably have no idea what I'm saying because I think until just a few weeks ago, I've been pronouncing this incorrectly because it's not spoken the way it is spelled. Here's the cookbook. It's in front of me. Eblasquer, Eblesquiver, a new take on traditional Danish pancakes. That's probably what you know them as, Danish pan puffs. Who wrote this book? Pim Overgaard. Good morning, Pim, and thanks for joining me this morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you. So you are of legitimate Scandinavian background.
I am Scandinavian. However, I am not Danish. I'm actually half Swedish, half Norwegian. But I did I went to school in Denmark. And to be fair, I think Denmark is my favorite country. And definitely Copenhagen is my favorite city in Scandinavia.
Did you study in Denmark at all?
I did.
What did you study? Did you study Eblasquer?
I did not actually study that at all. I went to school in Denmark when there wasn't even a bridge between Sweden and Denmark. We had to take the ferry every morning. And I did take tailoring for the longest stretch in Copenhagen because I started out actually in engineering and then I went to fashion design and then I went to interior design, which is what I do now for my professional daytime life. But that's what I did in Copenhagen.
So where did you find this inspiration? What led you to this exploration of Danish pastries and Eblasquer?
It actually came on pretty late because even though I spent all half my life in Scandinavia and spent a lot of time in Denmark, I had never heard of Eblasquer before I moved to California. So when I moved here, it's the first time I ever heard about them. What happened was some of my cousins were diagnosed with celiac disease. And this was probably 20 plus years ago now. And there wasn't a lot of gluten-free things. Celiac disease is when you can't have gluten. And there wasn't as many options as you have now. So I said I wasn't going to make a Swedish pancake mix that's going to be as good as the regular. So I just decided I was going to do that and tried. And to this day, I prefer my gluten-free pancake mix, Swedish pancake mix, to the traditional way of making Swedish pancakes. So that's how it all started. And then I started a company called Scandalicious, where I sold gluten-free Swedish pancake mixes and also the Swedish waffles, which is that really crispy sweetheart shape. And that's when I really started to look for something to make it a trio. And I started to research what else was big in Scandinavia and if anybody else had like a specialty. And then Eblasquer world opened up a whole new world.
So
that ended up being the third.
But you decided to write a cookbook about just one of your three Scandinavian dessert passions.
I wrote three at the same time. I wrote all the pancakes and all the waffles in the world. And then one specifically for Eblasquer. And I ended up asking somebody actually at Williams-Sonoma because they're big in Eblasquer, which book they thought I should start with. And they said Eblasquer, so that's why I started with that one.
Well, did you first discover the Eblasquer pan at Williams-Sonoma?
I think at first, when I did that research, I first found it in their catalog. I don't remember if it was the pan or what it was, but that's where I definitely saw the pan the first time.
There was a wonderful paragraph or two in the book, which I had to laugh about, that Eblasquer pans have been around a long time. Where did
True.
What did your research turn up?
Well, they say that the Vikings, it started with the Vikings, and they cooked them in their, what is it called? I wrote it in the book. That's probably what you're referring to. Their,
you mean their shields, their metal?
Their shields, exactly. When they came back from battle, and they had all these bagged up shields with the little cavities in them, and that's how they started making these little pancakes. That's what the story says.
I love that story. I don't believe it, but I love the story. So what kind of eble skewer pan do you prefer or recommend?
The traditional way is to do a cast iron, which I love. I use cast iron 95% of the time. And if you can find a cast iron that has a non-stick surface, that's even better. Once in a while, if there has to be a nonstick, a few recipes do better with a nonstick, and then whatever kind of nonstick pan is better. But in general, the traditional cast iron are amazing for this dish.
Okay, so you don't use a nonstick one?
I use actually one from Scampan. They have one that is cast iron with nonstick.
Okay.
Which is, you know, the best of both worlds.
Oh, you get both. Okay, so that's what we use. And I had remembered that what I had eaten in the 1970s when I first had these, they were deep fried. They weren't baked.
Oh, see, that's something I don't know.
Okay.
About.
That's what they had called. I guess the nomenclature sometimes gets confusing, which I'll talk about in just a few minutes with my first experience.
I'm sure they're all delicious, deep fried too.
Well, that's the important thing, is this deliciousness yeah. factor. The cookbook is beautiful as I'm looking through it. It's filled with color photos on every page. Great production value design. Who did these photos?
Thank you so much. I did everything. This is a one-person project. I did everything from beginning to end.
Oh, my gosh. Willie, it's really impressive, Pim. These are just beautiful. It looks like a fancy outfit did this book.
Thank you so much.
So how many recipes do you have in here?
I have the book is divided in three parts, and the first part is smaller than the other two, which has a lot of basic recipes. And that's where you have the gluten-free. And because of that history, I want everybody with a certain need or just interest to be able to do different diets. So that has basic recipes for different diets. And then the other the other part of the book, the two sections, is half sweet and half savory. And I have 35 complete recipes for each of those sections, which includes, you know, sauces or glazes or whatever comes with that specific recipe.
Do you have any YouTube video tutorials online yet?
I don't have a lot online. I'm just getting started with that part, but I do have under Pim Pauline Instagram and YouTube accounts that I'm starting to get into a little more.
Okay.
But I don't have one of those videos. I should definitely do that
You should. This would be really wonderful. Walk through just quickly how, after we've made the batter, what do you use to put it into the pan itself, and then how do you turn it? Walk us through that.
So I put, to get that almost deep fried, it is not deep fried, and you don't, especially if you have nonstick, have to put butter or any kind of oil in the cavities. So most pans have 7 or 9 cavities to begin, different sizes, whichever pan. But the traditional one is about 2 inches wide for each cavity. And I put a lot of butter in mine because it just tastes great. So I do start with that. And once that starts to bubble, I pour batter in each of the cavities almost all the way up to the top. And because most of these use baking powder. Some I've used yeasted too, but baking powder is the most common. They poof up a lot. And then once they do, they sort of turn a few degrees on their own. And when they do that, it's the perfect time. And I use bamboo sticks, and I just put a bamboo stick right through the pancake to the bottom and then help the pancake turn. And then the batter will pour down to fill a new shell. Mm-hmm. And once you do that a few times, you have a shell that covers the whole pancake. I don't know if that description made any sense.
I can visualize that.
Thank you.
Okay. And how long do these bake for usually?
A few minutes. It's very depending on what kind, and it's hard to say a specific time, but I think anywhere between 5 to 15 minutes.
Okay. And how do you know when they're done? Because they're turning brown, or is there another test?
I think doing the sort of cake test, when you put a little toothpick or mm-hmm. a bamboo stick through it and see if it can be a little wet. It can be wetter than a pound cake, but it shouldn't be a pancake batter coming out.
Well, I was really impressed with how thorough you are in this book, no matter what your dietary preferences or restrictions are. There's an Eblisqueur for you. There's vegan. There's gluten-free. There's paleo. There's keto. You have not left a skewer unturned.
I think it's really important for everybody to have, because it's so common now, I feel. Like before, if you were a vegan, the vegans were sort of doing their dinner on their own, and whoever wasn't was doing their dinner. But I think now it's so common with different diets, and it's so accepted, which I love, that I thought, think too, if you have a dinner party and you know someone is on a specific diet, I want that person to have a specific recipe for them. Or if you're just curious and want to try.
Before we take a break, I want to share a quick story with you. I first started having a Danish pan puffs, Eblisqueur, back in the 1970s. It was a tradition here in Sonoma County from 1969 to 1990 that a company called the Danish Pan Puff family had a booth at the Sonoma County Fair every summer for 2 weeks. And then, unfortunately, in 1990, the fair board decided that they were doing something in violation of using their cash register. And they said, yeah, and they said, you're not coming back here. Well, we heard about this story on the show in 1990 and invited the family to come on the show and give their side of the story, which they did. And they denied any wrongdoing at all. And we encourage people to either write letters to the Sonoma County Fair Board or write letters to the local newspaper, possibly being published. But all was that for naught. The Fair Board did not relent, and the Pan people were history. So I found this in my archives from August 3rd, 1990, which I'd like to read. Here's the logo, the Danish Pan Puffs, Santa Rosa, California. Dear Steve, first of all, thanks so much for having us on your show. I want to remind you that we will be appearing at the Scottish Games this year, which the Pan Puff people did for many years. Also, I want to mention that my wife, Inger, was born and raised in northern Denmark, a descendant of royal Danish ancestry. Of course, she speaks the language fluently. Our Pan Puff, or Eblisqueur recipe, is an old world family recipe which Inger brought with her when she immigrated. Again, we want to appreciate your interest and coverage of the plight of Danish Pan Puffs. Sincerely yours, Gary and Inger Squires. So
that's lovely.
It was lovely, and it was, when I saw your book, I thought, oh my gosh, what a connection I have to Eblisqueur, and I didn't even realize it until I saw your book. We're going to continue our conversation in just about 2 minutes. Please hang on. We're talking to Pim Overgaard. Her name is spelled P-I-M, last name Over, O-V-E-R, G-A-A-R-D. Eblisqueur is how it's pronounced. It's spelled A-E-B-L-E-S-K-I-V-E-R, a new take on traditional Danish pancakes. This is the KSRO Good Food Hour, back after this.
Did you know that KSRO is more committed than ever to updated local news? 4 updates an hour mornings, updated local news at noon, 2 updates an hour afternoons, all day coverage of local news on KSRO.
Hi, Amy here from Amy's Roofing and Solar. I wanted to give you a few tips for how to choose a solar installer. I'd love to help you avoid the horror stories I've heard. Tip number 1, no matter where you are in the country, you should not be paying more than $4 a watt for a typical rooftop solar install. $3 to $5 a watt is average. Tip number 2, choose a company that's easy to contact. Relying on an AI chatbot may signal poor customer service. And tip number 3, choose a company where the salesperson is closely connected to the installers. Without accountability for the installation, the salesperson won't be motivated to ensure you get what was promised. At Amy's Roofing and Solar, we have great prices, excellent communication, and are accountable to you. Give us a call if you'd rather be putting money in your bank account than paying an electric bill. For more information, go online to amyrs.com, amyrs.com.
Agricultural Community Farmers Markets bring you fresh produce, meat, and dairy each week year-round.
Saturday and Wednesday mornings through February, 8:30 to 1, the tradition continues at the Santa Rosa Community Farmers Market in Farmers Lane Plaza. The Wednesday market has dozens of vendors, including veggies from Ortiz Family Farm and chicken and eggs from Rancho Villa in Petaluma. Rojas Family Farm offers citrus. Camacho Family Farm has winter produce from Santa Rosa. And grab local honey from Gerard's Honey. Saturdays, you'll find Bee Haven Honey, lots of veggies and meats from Betha Springs Ranch, cheeses from Acadena Cheese, and berries from Kim. Pick up fresh bread and pastries from West One Bread, Redbird Bakery, and Revolution Bread. Geyserville Gourmet and Brothers Products offer pickled veggies, locally made jams from Stuckenbroker Farm, freshly made pasta from the Italian Corner, and local coffee from Bella Rosa Roastery.
Info online at ilovefarmersmarkets.org.
The Sonoma County Legal Line. Get answers to your legal questions on a wide variety of issues. Real answers from Satare Law, a personal injury law firm powerhouse.
I was involved in a car accident sustaining injuries. I was not at fault. Should I hire a personal injury attorney?
Personal injuries can be emotionally and financially devastating. Daniel Satare is an attorney who specializes in personal injury law with extensive experience in auto, bicycle, and motorcycle accidents, wrongful death, and more.
My partner suffered spinal injuries in a car accident. And we don't have health insurance. Can we get the other insurance company to pay for upcoming treatments and lost wages?
Daniel Satare and his team will guide you through the challenging issues of a personal injury case, always protecting your legal rights. Get answers to your legal questions on a variety of issues. Real answers from law offices like Satare Law. Find out if you need a lawyer and make an informed decision. Go to KSRO.com now and click on the Sonoma County Legal Line.
It's the KSRO.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. Good morning, everyone. I'm Steve Garner. John Ash has the morning off today. I'm speaking with Pim Overgaard, O-V-E-R-G-A-A-R-D. It's going to be hard to find a book like this because it's one of the few that covers this topic, certainly in depth, and none with all the gorgeous color photos in this cookbook. It's called Eblisquer. It's spelled A-E-B-L-E-S-K-I-V-E-R, a new take on traditional Danish pancakes. Pim, would you give us some of your favorite first sweet Eblisquers that at least listener feedback and reader feedback have told you they really like and ones that you're fond of?
For the sweet ones, I think there is a whole wheat blueberry that is really popular. I think the most popular one is the one that has the filling with the chocolate truffle, and it has a glaze, almost like a donut glaze. That's probably the biggest favorite. The butterscotch one that's on the cover is also delicious, and it has a little bit of butterscotch inside of the Eblisquer, but it also has a lot of butterscotch and berries and whipped cream on top. And it's always a showstopper because I made it into a wreath. There's so many. The chocolate caramel with the pecans, and it has actually an ice cream recipe with it too. It's delicious. I think those are the ones that stand out. No, I forgot. Actually, I have to mention the chocolate lava cake because that's very special.
Wow. Those are the sweet ones. What about a few savory ones?
Favorite is the cornbread Eblisquer. And it's almost like a cornbread in a pancake. I mean, it's almost like a cornbread in pancake shape, but because it has that crispy, delicious surface, it's especially good. And I made that into the three different versions. So I have recipes for the classic, for the gluten-free, and the vegan. So you just pick the ingredients, and then it has the same directions for all three.
Oh, nice. I liked being originally from the South. My eye went to the hush puppy recipe.
Oh, those are good, too. Those are great.
Other ones that were intriguing were the bacon wrapped with lettuce and blue cheese dressing on the side, and also the garlic prosciutto.
Yes, yes. Those are delicious, too, especially with all that roasted garlic inside of the apple skewer and the prosciutto.
So I hopefully you will start appearing somewhere in the San Francisco Bay Area. Maybe hook up with Omnivore Books in San Francisco and do a demo and book signing there. I think it would be great for people to meet you.
That would be fantastic.
Would you do me a favor and choose your favorite number today between 1 and 10?
8.
Caller number 8 will receive a complimentary book. Caller number 8 at 636-1350 of Æbleskiver, A New Take on Traditional Danish Pancakes by Pim Overgaard. And, you know, it occurs to me that something very exciting, I don't usually predict things on the show. We used to do predictions for trends of the new year, but we didn't do it this year. But I think there's a strong possibility that you will be selling a lot more of these books in the coming year, and that with an increase along with Æbleskiver pans. If one thing happens in the coming year, and you know what that is?
I want to know what that is.
If Donald Trump is successful in annexing Greenland. Okay, that's all I've got today. Thank you for writing this beautiful book. Continued success, and let's keep in touch.
Thank you so much, and thanks again for having me.
Our pleasure, Pim. Nice to talk with you, too. We'll take a break, and tomorrow is, of course, National Popcorn Day. Who would not want to celebrate this? And we have the reigning popcorn queen and king coming into the KSRO kitchen momentarily to taste some of their fresh popped corn.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Dr. Tom's work is truly world-class.
Introducing another grateful client of Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui.
I'm a flight attendant, and believe me, when it comes to plastic surgery, I have seen it all. Luckily, my friend told me about Dr. Tom's website. I took a look soon after I met him. I was immediately taken by his warm and authentic demeanor. I love that he only uses local anesthesia. That made all the difference to me. I decided on 2 procedures, breast augmentation and Botox. Now, whenever my girlfriends see me in a bathing suit, the first thing they ask me after they tell me how amazing I look is, where did you go? I want that. My answer? Dr. Walter Tom in Santa Rosa. He and his staff are the best the world over, and I've been all over the world.
For your complimentary consultation with Dr. Tom, call 707-542-8346.
Let's stay young together.
Visit Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery in Santa Rosa, Napa, and Maui. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Looking for the best place for your furry friend? Welcome to Paradise Pet Resort.
Paradise Pet Resort offers all-day play in their amazing indoor and outdoor yards with daycare drop-ins for just $42 a day, or grab a 10-day pass for only $380.
Need boarding? Enjoy a $56 a night rate, which includes daycare, plus no extra fees for house food or intact mails.
Your pup will love the large doggy swimming pool, and you can keep an eye on them with the webcams.
They now offer a full-service dog grooming salon for your convenience. Come take a tour of their fantastic facility anytime.
Why settle for less? The other guys charge $55 a day for daycare, and you can't even tour their kennels.
Choose Paradise Pet Resort, where your pets play all day. Visit us online or call to schedule your tour today.
Paradise Pet Resort, where tails wag and fun never ends.
Attention Sonoma County food enthusiasts. Ready for a culinary adventure? Then get yourself to Brothers Cafe on Cleveland in Santa Rosa. Your ticket to a world of flavors. Savor the richness of Russian borscht or delight in the savory perfection of Italian chicken piccata. At Brothers Cafe, their international selection will transport your taste buds across continents. Each dish a masterpiece crafted with locally sourced ingredients, ensuring freshness and authenticity. Come experience the fusion of global cuisines at Brothers Cafe. Taste the world on your plate today. We'll be right back.
You need financing designed specifically for agriculture. For more than 100 years, American Ag Credit has proudly served farmers and ranchers like Fred Klein of Klein Family Sellers.
American Ag Credit is very special. They understand farming, they can recognize hard work, they know seasons, and it's just night and day with any other lender.
American Ag Credit, your future grows here. Visit agloan.com for more.
KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following another chilly overnight, we can look to partly cloudy skies to give us daytime highs in the high 50s and low 60s, mid to high 50s out along the coast. Later this evening, we can look to a late developing fog and just under a 20% chance of showers to leave us with overnight lows in the mid to high 30s. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
It's the KSRO Good Food Hour. I'm Steve Garner. John Ash has the Saturday off today. It's his loss because he doesn't get to chow down on popcorn, which is my lucky day. Tomorrow, January 19th, is National Popcorn Day, and something popped up in my mind. Oh, yeah, I know. I know. You've heard it all. And that is to invite back Sherry Selesky and Jeff Phillips. They're the founders of Comet Corn here in Santa Rosa. We had such a ball last year having both of you on. It was great.
We had a great time. Well, Thank you for asking.
I'm so glad your social calendar was open for this half hour.
It was meant to be.
Thanks for coming in today. And you brought in some beautiful, your flavor lineup, the all-star packaging of celestial corn, which is just beautiful to view. And I can't wait to dig into a few. So give us the rundown. Where did this idea come from? What were you doing before you were popping corn?
Well, which Genesis story do you want?
tell us whatever story you'd like. It doesn't matter.
Well, Sherry is an all-star cook.
Yeah.
By DNA.
Yeah.
And I work in the building trades by DNA, but there's not a lot of old carpenters, so I thought I needed to have a different path to take for the second part of my life, and I was out sitting by a campfire, popping popcorn over the campfire and seasoning it up and passing it around. Hail bop with the comet was in the sky.
When was this?
That's 1996. Mm-hmm. And the comet's in the sky, and I pass the popcorn around, and I say, I wonder what my next chapter is going to be. And somebody by the campfire eating popcorn says, I think you're doing it, dude.
It just sounds kind of cosmic.
It is.
Okay. And how did you get her involved? How did you get involved, Sherry?
She saw me struggling, so she took.
Well, independently, we actually were not together at that point, but we were both so moved by the comet. I remember going out every single evening, morning and then evening, and it was so beautiful. It was huge in the sky. All these comets that we've seen lately are really hard to see, but this was in the sky for a few months. It was really wonderful. And so I started naming everything comet. I had a goat that was jumping over the fence all the time, and I called it Comet. Anyway, we got together, and Jeff had this idea of popcorn, and because of my food background, I used to work at...
You were a very successful caterer.
Yes, and I also used to work at the Blue Heron Inn when it was...
Out in Duncan's Mill?
Yeah, uh-huh. Yeah, from 1979 to 1985. Well,
you've been around for a while. Well, it was you and Deborah, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. A la carte, because
I never had met you until we started having you on the show for popcorn, but I knew Deborah 25 years ago, and we actually had her on the phone via during the Harvest Fair, because I know you guys won the Harvest Fair in different appetizers or
something like that.
Many, many years ago.
Right.
So, and it's so nice to put a face to the other part of the partnership. Mm-hmm. So you already had an idea of flavor combinations and seasoning and how to do this part. And how did you just buy something on the internet to pop your corn?
So I shouldn't say I was struggling. What I was, we were being creative. And we had concepts, and Sherry is good at refining them. One of the flavors we have is coconut curry, and I made that up back in the 70s when I go backpacking, because I'm a hedonist. We're hedonists, and there's no reason to eat bad food.
Or plain food, if you can make it delicious.
Right. Yeah. So that flavor was created many years ago, and Sherry took that recipe and refined it, and it is, as she says, culinary perfection.
What about the machinery that you either bought or fabricated to make this corn? You're not popping on an industrial scale, and you're larger than the ones that people use in their kitchen.
That is, that's true. That's a very prescient observation, in that our scale is not industrial, it's artisanal. And so we hand pop 5 pounds of popcorn. We have 2 5-pound poppers. So we, every 8 minutes, you get 5 pounds of corn out of a popper. How much, when you put 5 pounds of kernels in, how much does the popcorn weigh when it comes out?
Oh, is this a trick question?
Sure.
5 pounds?
Yeah.
No.
5 pounds.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right.
Ding, 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 ding.
I win? Oh, wait, I win some popcorn.
You win some popcorn.
This is great. Good job, Steve.
Yeah, so we actually have, we live in a great community. One of our neighbors, Larry Hansen, Davenport's Winery Maintenance, he builds and repairs equipment for wineries. Mm-hmm. And so when I went to him and said, we want to do this on this scale, I had found a tumbler at CFM in Fresno. And
what's CFM?
California Food Machinery.
Okay.
And they...
it's all used machinery.
It's an auction house. And so I found this tumbler. Larry modified it. He created a shaker table, which is like a conveyor at a winery, just on a miniature scale. And so that sifts our corn. We pop it in the poppers. It goes into this tumbler that he modified. It does the 5 pounds each time. That's 25 bags of popcorn. Drops under the shaker table, and then it goes from the clean corn comes out the end. All the dross falls through the screen like a gold shaker table.
Then like it goes, panning for gold.
Like panning
for gold. The
old
prospectors did, okay.
Yeah, and the heavy stuff drops out the bottom, and the clean corn goes off the end. It's the only one in existence of that, and the same with the tumbler. And then it goes to a weigh-in fill machine, and it goes from the weigh-in fill machine to our sealer position.
God, I can see generations from now looking at this going, what in the heck is this arcane, archaic old machinery?
Yeah.
You know, it's interesting because our poppers they started making them in the 20s maybe, and I think it's still the same design. The companies are still doing the same thing because it works. It's a very simple machinery, and so Jeff did a lot of research to find the machinery that would work for us, and then like he said, he found someone, designed what he wanted, and had someone build it for us.
Well, your beautiful, I think a 3 or 4 color logo really pops on the front of the bag. And did you design that?
Well, Greg Duncan.
Greg Duncan. He's a good buddy of mine from the Sonoma County Flower Show.
Yes,
that
absolutely.
Would be correct.
Yeah, he was used to be Jeff's neighbor.
Oh.
And I worked at the Hall of Flowers. I'm a carpenter.
With him.
That's
with Greg.
My DNA is
is a brilliant artistic guy.
So the first generation of design was from Greg, and then it went to Paul Bedreau, who worked for Heinzsign and Cotati. This is all local stuff. Mm-hmm. That was many years ago. And then Paul Bedreau did anime, sci-fi kind of comics. And so he took the logo and he said, you have to have a border. you have to be able to contain the logo. And so he created the oval portion of it. And
the evolution of a logo. Mm-hmm.
And then it went to Buffy Francisco at Design Orbit in Sebastopol.
Wait, is that a person's name?
Buffy Francisco. She has moved to...
What a great name.
She moved to
She's a great person.
Reading now. But this is all local. The corn comes. We drive every month and get...
Pick up the corn from the farm.
3,000 pounds of kernels every 3 weeks.
And you've had the same grower for years, haven't you?
Yes, we have. Yeah.
And who is the grower?
He is Ed Sills from Pleasant Grove Farms, north of Sacramento.
Yeah.
And we get our oil from Adams Oil, and they are the producers of that oil. We go pick it up.
In Arbuckle?
In Arbuckle.
Where's Arbuckle?
It's off of Highway 5.
Somewhere in there?
It's the second exit. It's County Line Road.
Okay.
And you're it's in Arbuckle.
Yeah, and you're driving there to pick up these.
Yes. We actually realized that we could get fresher ingredients. Mm-hmm. And because these people were local enough, we used to just, in the old days, we were getting such small amounts, we would just pick up what we needed. And now we make a trip every month, two trips a month, once for oil and once for corn.
Now you're the definition of mom and pop here as far as an operation goes.
So we contract for 50,000 pounds of kernels a year now.
Is it just one specific variety of corn?
It is. It is a large butterfly.
Organic, large. Yellow butterfly.
Yeah.
Yellow butterfly corn.
Yeah, the style of corn is butterfly rather than mushroom. The mushroom is round and the butterfly has lots of nooks and crannies and to wings. Catch all the seasonings.
Oh, and butter too. So butter. Is this is a family affair that only grows popcorn, or are they a diversified operation?
They're a large organic farm.
Organic, though.
Yeah.
And they've been around for a while, I would assume, this family.
Since 1984 was when they started. When they
changed to organic.
Oh, but before that, they probably grew for 30 or 40 years.
His dad.
His dad. Mm-hmm. So he took over his dad's farm, and he contracts for fields that he doesn't own. So they do rice, and that goes to Lundberg's.
Oh, up in Chico.
They do beans that go to Amy's, mm-hmm. and lots of...
And popcorn that goes to us.
Yeah.
Gosh.
And actually, anybody else in California that makes popcorn.
Oh, they supply a lot of poppers.
They do. But we actually were featured with them in the
California Bountiful, the Farm Bureau magazine.
A couple years ago. Oh. They partnered us together because we have such a long relationship with them.
So you have one location, and that is in Santa Rosa.
Yes.
But it's not open to the public, though, is it?
Well, people can stop by and say hi or buy a bag of popcorn, but we actually prefer if they get it from the stores because we do have distributors that distribute our corn all over Northern California.
So you're sold in a lot of different retailers.
I just counted yesterday. It's 230 something. I can't remember.
But you didn't start selling to stores immediately.
Right.
Did you pop-ups? I hate to keep using
pop-ups.
These.
Yeah. No, that's good. All puns intended.
Yeah.
We started by doing music festivals in 2002. So I designed and went to Canada and had built a solar and propane popping cart that we could pop popcorn for thousands anywhere.
What, you hooked this on your truck and took it to Canada?
We put it in a trailer. No, we put it in a trailer and we could, we did 32 strawberry music festivals in our 18 years of festivals.
A propane fueled popper?
And in a 10x10 format. We would pop popcorn for thousands.
Wow, what a cool thing. What a cool gig.
And in that booth, we actually had a spice bar where you could put whatever like spices that. You wanted on your popcorn. So we had like 30 different shakers and hot sauce and truffle salt.
You're really ahead of the curve. Now a lot of movie chains have this, but back then you didn't get a chance. It's like butter or not, and here's some salt.
Right.
We made flavors like I made a mole. Oh,
what? Mole?
A mole popcorn. Ooh. It's just delicious.
Well, that's not in your lineup here.
It's not.
Yeah. Is there a possibility that might be? Are you thinking of any new flavors, or are these the set flavors you've got going now?
Of course, we're thinking of new
flavors. I'm sure you're thinking of. You're probably waking up in the middle of the night and think of a new flavor.
There's a long, long process to being able to have popcorn on the shelf, in that it has to be stable in the bag, that the flavors have to hold up. And we have these clear bags, which are a try.
Let me hold one up to the mic.
Yeah, yeah.
Here, listen, listen. Okay.
Hey, it's popping.
Yeah. Ooh, that's good.
These are a special bag, moisture and air and oil barrier bag. And we could get a longer shelf life with a metalized bag, but we wanted people to be able to see the corn. But the not all flavors hold up in a bag.
So anyway, we what we do is once we get a flavor palette or a flavor profile that we like, then we put it in the bag for 3 months. Bags for 3 months, and every week we open a bag and see what it tastes like. And so we actually started that process on a new flavor last year. But then, you know, our house had burned in the 2020 glass fire. And so then Jeff spent every single moment that he wasn't doing popcorn at the new house, sure, making sure that it was the way that we had wanted it. And we just moved in the end of July.
This is wonderful.
I know. Great news. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And so, yeah, it's been a busy year. And thinking about circling back to that new flavor again and completing it.
The mole one?
No. There's a flavor that we...
You're not at liberty to divulge this yet.
It's been... it's based on something that Jeff and I independently ate and loved in the 80s that is not made anymore.
I've got to think about this one. During the break, I'm going to think about it. Oh. And I'll tell you during the break if I come up with it.
Okay.
Divulge it. Yeah. And do you anticipate this being launched this year?
I don't know. We'll have to see. You know what? We're not very good at predictions because we have such an interesting life. Things are always popping up.
Well, right now, you hear, look, coconut curry, hippie dust, celestial, and then we've got maple syrup and Bloody Mary.
Yeah.
So what is celestial?
What is celestial? It's just SEL, that's salt.
That's there you go.
French for salt. Right. So what's the theme of our logo?
It's celestial.
Oh my gosh.
All puns intended.
Oh, this is wonderful. Now, I thought because it was French style, it might have a little rosemary or herb de Provence in there, but no.
So what is popcorn in Spanish?
What is it?
I don't know. Maize.
Oh, maize.
But how do you say popped?
No.
No, but
what's below comet corn?
On our logo, it says with amazing flavors.
Yes.
And because it's on corn, and corn is maize, and so that's why.
Oh, I get it. It's but you didn't. You should have said AMAIZ.
No. You have to be a little clever.
Okay, we'll take a break, and we'll be back. Oh, wait. Are we going to... I hate to put you on the spot. Are we going to do any little gift certificates for listeners?
Sure.
Can we do that to give away some popcorn?
Yeah, sounds like fun.
Okay, we'll do that.
Okay.
Steve Garner, along with Sherry Selesky and Jeff Phillips, the proud mama and papa of Comet Corn Popcorn, based in Santa Rosa, California.
It's your radio buddy, Jimmy Failla, inviting you to please join me for Fox Across America.
Which loser do I vote for?
Now live, mornings 9 to noon on Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
Hi, it's Dennis from the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market at Luther Burbank Center. I'd like to talk a bit about our market. Sure, we have great coffee, crepes, salsa, sausage, fruits, veggies, crafts, and much, much more. But to me, it's what you can't buy that makes the market special, and that's the people. You may have heard me speak with Steve on Saturday mornings on Garden Talk about buying potatoes from Tom or mushrooms from Barbara, forgetting to mention their business names. This is due to the relationships developed with those who grow the food we eat, something you can't get at the big supermarket chains. The vendors are a great resource to help create the perfect meal for you and your family. Bring your kids, grab a bite and something to drink, and shop the farmers market voted the best farmers market in Sonoma County 2 years running in the Press Democrats Readers Poll. We've been doing this for 50 years. We must be doing something right. So come and visit us at the Santa Rosa Original Certified Farmers Market, Wednesdays and Saturdays, 8:30 to 1.
Imagine a place where tradition meets innovation, a place where every baker from beginner to pro is part of a thriving community. Welcome to Central Milling's Artisan Baking Center in Petaluma, where this beautiful facility is more than just a state-of-the-art baking facility. It's a hub for lifelong learning and skill mastery.
With world-class instructors in a variety of classes tailored to all skill levels, you'll find the perfect fit, whether you're just starting out or refining your craft. And right now, use the coupon code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class.
Artisan Baking Center is not just a baking facility. It's the farmer, the miller, and the baker all working together to preserve American farmland for tomorrow. Employee owned and operated, their team is personally invested in the quality of their products.
Go online to see all the classes available. From pizza to desserts, baguettes to pastas, you're going to find a class just right for you. Use code BAKE15 to get 15% off any in-person class. Go to centralmilling.com and click on Bake. As the days grow shorter and the frosty mornings set in, the real estate market enters its winter phase, offering unique opportunities and unique challenges.
Hi, I'm Allison Norman.
And I'm Stephanie Norman.
We're the Norman Home Team. We're celebrating the much-needed rate reductions, bringing more buyers to the market and more sellers deciding the time is right to make a move.
We're also adjusting to some big changes affecting most residential real estate transactions, both buyers and sellers.
When you're ready, we're here to guide you through the evolving landscape with personalized service and up-to-date insights.
We know the market, and we're ready to help you navigate the changes for a smooth transaction.
Now more than ever, who you work with matters. Contact the Norman Home Team, the North Bay's newest mother-daughter real estate team. For questions or to make a no-obligation appointment, go to AllisonNorman.com, the Norman Home Team at Keller Williams Realty, because two heads are better than one.
DRE license number 01720334 and 02209237.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
Enjoying the adventures of Sherry and her better half, Jeff, from Comet Corn. I sure have. It's great to get a little more in depth and get to know you even a little better about your adventures popping corn on the road and all these festivals around California and the Northwest and into Canada. Did you go into Canada too?
I went to Canada to have our original popcorn, mobile popcorn cart built.
Was that totally propane or was it solar too?
Solar and propane.
Unbelievable.
So we could be set up anywhere and serve popcorn for thousands. Hey, Steve. I got a question for you.
Yes.
Why don't you tell secrets on the farm?
Oh, gosh. You know, my 9-year-old grandson is great at these. I'm not as good. Why?
Because potatoes have eyes.
Oh.
And the corn have ears.
Okay. I think I could remember that at least until I get to the car at 12:10. That's pretty good.
Because you know why I had to tell you that?
No, why?
Because we're corny.
You're kidding. Have you done a joke book of corn-related jokes?
No, but actually on our website, we have jokes.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. Corn jokes.
A full-service website.
Yeah. And right. I also wrote a popcorn haiku.
Can you recite it from memory?
White doves flutter before the heat makes them soar. It's time for popcorn.
Well, you should somehow work that into the bag somehow.
At one point, I wanted to put haikus in every bag.
And that was vetoed.
I vetoed myself.
Like, Rein it in, Sherry. Yeah. So we have all these wonderful flavors that are available at a lot of markets around Sonoma County. And can people order online that are listening from out of the area or no?
Absolutely. They just can. Send me an email.
And what would that be?
Sherry@cometcorn.com.
Okay.
Sorry to interrupt. Or call us. And what would our phone number be?
It's got to be something ridiculous, like corn.
It's 707-EAT-CORN.
Okay, easy to do. Your favorite number is between 1 and 10. We're going to give away 2 gift certificates. The winner of each gift certificate gets a private tour of Comet Corn, plus a tasting, correct?
A flight.
A flight of popcorn.
Yeah.
What's your favorite number, Sherry?
5.
And yours, Jeff?
I'm going for number 9.
Callers number 5 and 9 at 636-1350 will win an exclusive tour of Comet Corn popcorn here in Santa Rosa, plus a tasting flight of popcorn. 2 callers, 707-636-1350.
It's the 3-minute tour.
That's okay. How many 3 minutes do we waste during our life? Yeah. This is going to be a valuable.
You end up with popcorn, so yum.
Wonderful seeing both of you.
Yes.
If we don't see you again this year, let's look at 2026 to have you back for National Popcorn Day.
Oh, we are down.
Okay, you're down with it.
Yeah.
Happy Popcorn Day tomorrow. And, you know, if you're so inclined, load up some popcorn and watch the inauguration or not. Back after this.
It's your radio buddy Jimmy Failla inviting you to please join me for Fox Across America.
Which loser do I vote for?
Now live, mornings 9 to noon on Sonoma County's FM News Talk, KSRO.
Join Chef John Ash, the 2-time James Beard Award-winning cookbook author, teacher, and host of the Good Food Hour for an exclusive 2025 culinary cruise.
Set sail from Seattle and journey through breathtaking Alaskan scenery while learning new cooking techniques from Chef Ash.
This cruise includes a hands-on cooking class, a welcome cocktail reception, and a wine pairing dinner just for our group.
Enjoy cruising on the ultra-premium cruise line Oceana aboard Oceana's Riviera. With just a 1,250 guest capacity, discover what small ship luxury truly means.
Join us at our next cruise mixer Wednesday, January.